Margaret received the Home Award, named for John Campagna's home, the first person to take regular weather readings in the American colonies. The honor, created nearly 60 years ago, is given to so-called cooperative weather observers with the Weather Service. Margaret said she first took on the job after a couple of her neighbors didn't want to do it.
As far as I can remember, one of the neighbors had it and then didn't want to continue, and so he passed it on to another neighbor, and then that neighbor asked Tiny if he'd, you know, do it, and so he said yes, but it ended up Margaret doing it mostly.
She's been taking temperature and precipitation readings from her home 20 minutes away from Colville.
First they had it over by, we've got some big gas tanks there, and they had it there, and then eventually she had put it up so that it come, you know, into the house. And I, once a month, I'd have to walk across to a little station they'd put up on the fence and send it, you know, back into them.
She said it's been interesting, in particular the day she recorded 24 degrees below zero. She's kept up the routine for three decades, except when she left town for vacations or other reasons.
If I wasn't here and I couldn't find somebody, I'd just have to miss it. You know, I had papers that I had to mail in once a month. And so if I couldn't find someone to do it, I'd just have to miss it for the time that we were gone.
Margaret said she fell recently and decided finally she had to give up the job, especially on those days she would have to shovel through snow to take a reading.
One of my son-in-laws said, "Haven't you been taking that weather a long time? Isn't that time for you to give it up?" You know, but I've enjoyed it.
At this point, though, they have not found a replacement for her.
Well, they thought that they had one. And then I understand that he's changed his mind, so I don't know if they've got anyone else, you know, lined up or not.
Longtime weather observer Margaret Bowman. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.